Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Got some great numbers to share today. I love my statistics, and this one's kind of scary. In the last 6 months, about 60,000 agents nationally have gotten out of the real estate business. So what gives? All right, what's up, everybody? It's Mike Ferrante here with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based out of Solon, Ohio, a suburb of Cleveland. We're about 40 agents strong, and we cover from Northeast Ohio all the way down to Columbus. So if you're in Ohio and you want to talk real estate, hit me up, or as the kids say these days, HMU. And that's Mike at 21mike.com. I see Ian is on the call today. That had to at least get a small smile, if not a chuckle, out of him. And so today's training, we do this every week. And by we, it's not just me and the mouse in my pocket. It is Tony Geraci, broker owner of Homestar. And he joins us today from his home office, maybe, I'm going to guess, Tony. Is that right?
Always a surprise. You never know. But home office today.
Home office, yes. That's one of the great things about the world we live in, is that we can do pretty much what we do in many cases from anywhere, except for going, as they say, belly to belly. You know, we still have to go out and meet clients and look at houses. And that's something that's never going to change. I think that to kind of cut to the chase, Tony, you and I talk about this. People are always going to need us in some capacity. And as our business evolves, it's so important to have a coach, a mentor, just like Tony was to me 15 years ago. You know, I was brand new in the business, and I remember telling Tony, I'm going to be your number one producer. And here we are, Tony, all these years later. And I credit you a lot with that. So if you want to talk real estate with Tony, hit him up at 216-374-1269. Tony loves to talk real estate. Like, he has no hobbies. His hobby is real estate. Isn't that true, Tony?
Yeah, I could talk real estate all day long, which I do, which yep. I enjoy doing. So I know very little of other things, because this is all I concentrate on.
Yeah, you stay in your lane. But honestly, you know, talk for a second. I know people probably find it hard to believe how accessible you are as a broker that has over 500 agents all over the state of Ohio. I mean, you really are accessible, isn't that right?
Oh yeah, no, got my phone with me all the time. See, and that's, I was just looking if you could see it through the virtual one. But yeah, I'm always watching just to make sure, because you never know. People, I always tell agents, when someone's buying or selling a house, you know, time is, in today's society, we don't wait. You know, if someone doesn't text us back in like 10 seconds, like, what's wrong with me? And voicemails, you know, I get very few voicemails, because people, if they get my voicemail, they just send me a text then anyways. So I try to be accessible and watch out, just at least know I'm watching and I'll get to people as soon as possible.
Very good. All right. So let me rattle off some of these stats. And I think some of them are going to really like raise your eyebrows. You know, I opened with the 60,000 agents have left the business in the last 6 months nationally. Now, why is that? Of course, we're not going to go too in depth on this, because we all know there's an inventory shortage. That's one of the reasons that things are changing the way they are. Inventory shortage. We know that, I know here locally, I do a monthly market update. We're at about 1/3 of the listings that we're used to in a balanced market. Here in Cuyahoga County, we're just over 2,000 active listings. And Tony, back in the recession, we were up around 9,000. So that was a buyer's market. Now at 2,000, we're in a seller's market. So there just aren't enough homes on the market. In fact, I was just reading a stat, Tony, I'm sure you've heard this too, is that right now nationally, there's over double the number of real estate agents than there are active listings. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, it's always that, you know, it's not been that big of a difference, but yeah, there's always more agents than listings. And if you take about, even before this, if you take the number of sales, like there was a little like 5.5 million sales, but there's 1.7 million realtors. Do the math. It's less than five a person. I mean, and then there's two sides. So basically, if you're doing 10 or, you know, up to close to 10 deals a month, it's average, not of all the agents.
And that's a great segue to my next stat. Last October was an all-time high number of real estate agents nationally, 1.6 million real estate agents in the U.S. And we're down to, you know, like I said, that 60,000 down in the 1.5s. And largely that's because nationally prices are dropping and the number of transactions is plummeting. Okay. So it's not that the market is crashing. It's a combination of low inventory and rising interest rates. Again, you guys all know this, but I want to tell you the effect that it's having real quick. I'll spout these numbers off and then Tony, you jump in. Single family sales. From the peak was 6.6 million transactions in January of 21. We're down 42% from that peak. Okay, so just this past April, we're down to 3.85 million from 6.6 million transactions down to 3.85 million. A year ago, just from 1 year ago, we're down 22%. So fewer transactions means that agents are panicking. They're not doing as much business and they're panicking. And those 60,000 that left just decided, you know what? I can't compete. Go ahead, Tony.
Now, let me do the math. Try to follow me on this one. So that's by how many people the membership has changed by 60,000. 85% of realtors get out of the business every 5 years. So if you take that average, it's about 17% every year get out. So let's lower that to 15%. So if there's 1.6 million realtors, 240,000 realtors will get out of the business every year. It's always been that way. Okay, we're halfway through the year. Let's knock that in half to 120,000. So my math magician skills is that probably about 120,000 agents got out of the business, but only 60 came back in. So the membership stayed around, you know, they're showing a 60 loss, but they do have new agents coming in, but not as many because people are scared because they see the news on that. So does that do the math? But that's what I say. This year, every year, 15% get out of the business.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. They say, you know, and we saw the peak number, the peak membership for NAR was back in January of 21, 6.6 million realtors in NAR. And we're not going to go back up. People join, people become a real estate agent when the market is, quote, good, when prices are rising, when number of transactions is up. When prices dip and when number of transactions dip, that's when people think about getting out of the business. Speaking of prices, I have a stat on that real quick too, a 4.1% price dip nationally. Now, of course, your local market may vary. I feel like I'm in one of those commercials with a disclaimer. Your results may vary, but that's a national average, 4.1% price dip.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number one team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
Yeah, and I was going to go just try to quickly go into my opinion on in the number of agents. Is that I think it increased so much, not just because of the market, because of agents advertising how well they're doing. So many times I have agents, at least a handful every month, that call me up and go, oh my gosh, I lost a deal because my friend got in the business. I told her to get in the business, or my cousin got in the business and took my uncle with them. And agents are advertising, oh, look how great it is. And I tell agents, don't get people into real estate. Don't go, it's great. You should get into it. Yeah. If you say, yeah, it's great, but you're going to cut into your market. So I think a lot of that is social media. People are like, look at Joe over here, my friend on my Facebook or Instagram is doing great in real estate, keeps on posting. I might as well get my license too. So yeah, I think you're right. It's not going to go back up. It's going to go down a little bit because I think the frenzy is over.
Agreed. Now that said, I have a disclaimer as well. And that is that agent count is still at a historic high. So it's not like the business is collapsing and there's going to be no agents left. It's still a historic high at the current number in the 1.5 million of agents. But I'm assuming if you're listening to this, if you're on this, watching this video or listening to the podcast on Free Beer and Real Estate, little plug for the podcast there. You are probably one of those agents who's still in the business, but maybe interested in what's happening because you have some tough decisions to make. So at this point, I want to pivot the conversation to what to do in reaction or anticipation of a change in the market. You know, we already know it's changing. We know things are shifting. Those huge numbers of sales and price increases that we saw, that's not going to happen anymore. Lack of inventory and high interest rates are gonna temper the growth of the market. So it's not going to be like that anymore. So what do you do? And Tony, I'm going to have you talk about this for a second, not as a pitch for our brokerage, because we know that every brokerage has its own value propositions, but we know when the market changes, that's often when agents start looking at what they're getting and why they might make a change. So maybe talk for a second, Tony, about how you walk agents through that process when they come to you and say, hey, Tony, I'm thinking about making a change.
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say is that there's no company that could say their other companies are bad because there's agents there. Every agent should know, because I tell every agent that joins us, you go, hey, you know, if you ever think there's a better fit for you, go onto the division website, change your license to a new company. It takes 5 minutes and $34, and anybody could change companies at any time. So we work hard to keep our agents happy, but I tell you, you got to find your fit. What's the best fit for you? Is it name recognition? Is it tools? Is it support, coaching? Is it mentoring? Is it where the office is? Is it money? I always say, you know, a lot of people, I always tell agents, you never should start with money because you shouldn't be advertising yourself as money. You know, why do people go to you? Because of it, money is like the last thing you should be talking about, all the great things you do. But sometimes some agents go to companies. It's kind of like reverse. It's kind of contradictory. They'll go to companies with the lowest fees, and that's why they went there first. But they don't. But when they sell themselves, they sell them all and all the features that they have for them. But again, every major company like ourselves, and Mike included, is we have agents. I'll say we're a great company, over 500 agents, been in business 25 years. I have agents that are very, 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 very successful, like Mike, making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Not saying Mike is, can't tell you what that is, but and I have agents that make zero every year, but they've got the same tools, technology, support. It's just what you do with it. So no company could guarantee you come with us, you're 100% going to be successful. And I'll try to cut this down to 10 seconds. I always say it's like a gym. You could have a membership of the best. Like I say, we're like the best gym out there. We have all the tools, all the technology, all the machinery, all the coaches and the systems, and we have everything you do. And you come into us, and if you want to be healthy or you want to be successful in real estate, there's outside of what you're doing, we have everything else. But there's also people that have nothing and are healthy. They just jog and they eat healthy. They don't even have a gym. They don't have a coach. They don't have a piece of equipment, but it's harder sometimes for them. So there could be successful people have nothing, successful people have everything. It's still up to you. And hopefully I didn't go too long.
Perfect. Tony, that's perfect. It's funny. I was just talking to a teammate who decided to go solo. You know, he left the team, and I used the gym analogy. I said, look, it's kind of like having a gym membership. If you're paying for the membership but not using it, then you're wasting your money. So one of my notes was about, you know, brokerages, about teams. And you could have the most amazing gym in the world with all these machines, but if you don't go there, then you're wasting your money on a membership. If you don't go there enough, or you're not doing the training correctly, or if you're going to the gym and working out, but then you're going home at night and pounding donuts and pastries and cookies and eating ice cream at night, you know, you're probably not going to get the same results either. So to take that analogy and translate it is that in times like this, it is a good time to evaluate what you have and what you need. And I want to translate that to price. Okay, so we as agents know that sometimes we talk to someone who says, well, I'm going to go with the person who charges me the least. Okay, I'm going to go with the lowest commission I can get. And we sometimes push against that and say, well, I'm worth it. Here are my values, my benefits. And it's the same thing with brokers. If all brokers and all teams were equal, everyone would just go with the cheapest. And I also like my car analogies, Tony. So I walk into someone's house and I see they drive a BMW or a Land Rover or a Tesla. And I say, interesting, price is really important to you, but you bought an expensive car. You must like some features or how that car makes you feel. So you didn't buy a Hyundai. And I'm not ripping on Hyundai. I know they have great warranties, but it's not always about price. So when you evaluate your current situation, it's not just about costs, it's about what you need and what has the most benefit to you. So I'm going to open it up to you again, Tony, because I know you have another comment there.
Yeah, no, exactly that. But can I, do you mind if I go into like getting business? And like what I've been telling agents on that in the market is that, listen, my opinion, I say this probably about a dozen times a day to agents, is that the reason why my opinion inventory is low is because the interest rates. Someone who thought that they might want to move, they're at 2% or 3% of their house. They don't want to go to 7% on their next house. So what I tell agents to do, what you have to do is concentrate on people that have to buy and have to sell. It doesn't matter. So our market is really connected to rates and what people are paying, because the people that don't really have to move, like, yeah, I would love to downsize, but if I downsize, I'm going to pay a higher payment because the houses are still more expensive than what I'm selling. And vice versa is, you know, some people who are buying, they're like, well, I'm going to wait till I find the house that I'm really going to stay in a while. Like those first time home buyers that just get in for a year or two, they go, maybe I'll wait a little longer. So bottom line is, there always will be people buying or selling. Just concentrate on people that have to buy and have to sell now, someday, future. And you have to make that, the only way you could figure that out is to talk to people. And you talk to them, well, when do you think you have to move? Have to. Well, I have to move whenever this, or I need to buy by this time. And then you start building a database of people and a timeline of when they're going to be. So start using have to, not do you want to sell or do you want to buy? When do you have to sell? When do you have to buy?
So quick teaser here. Next week, we're going to talk about who to target as far as finding new business right now, because the old methods aren't always going to work. They're not going to work as well right now as we're seeing. And we're going to talk about who is interested in transacting real estate right now. And those are parties who are not sensitive to interest rates. And I've got a whole list. I've got a short list for you of people who are ready to transact real estate that are not sensitive to the high rates. Don't you want to focus on those people? So that's a teaser for next week. To finish our thoughts this week, Tony, so we know that there's agents getting out of the business. We know that there's agents who are sitting here saying, oh, maybe I need to get a part-time job, or maybe I need to get a full-time job and do real estate on the side. These are all possibilities. And, you know, obviously you've got to pay your bills and put food on the table. But I would encourage you to really analyze your budget and figure out what you need to make to pay the bills and go from there. And if you do go part-time, consider teams. And again, that's not a shameless plug, although I'll mention again, if you want to reach out to me, it's mike@21mike.com. But seriously, part-time agents can still thrive in this business, especially if they're on a team with admin support and that kind of additional support, so clients still get a full-time experience.
And well, I'll throw one other, my view of the agents getting out of the business. So the agents that are, if you want to go part-time or have other income or other businesses, not always the lower earners. I have agents making well over $100,000 a year every year and been with me 15 years. They have other businesses, other jobs, they have other things, and they still make over $150,000 a year. It doesn't equate to having nothing else in your life, just like an entrepreneur that has other businesses. But those are the agents that last because they have their diversifying their income. The agents that are doing this full time, this is their only income, and they barely made it the last couple of years with their personal expenses. They're going to get out. They're going to get full time jobs. They don't know how to manage having a job and doing this business because they were doing. Those are the most vulnerable to me. So I think. And then the other side is the people that did nothing, no matter if they had another job or not. And they're just like, why am I paying these dues? I did nothing anyways. And they get out anyways. So,
yep. So two things. Right now is the time to pivot, okay? But also going back to Tony's what he just said about dollars, a quick side note for our California, New York City listeners, 100 to 150,000 here in Ohio is a really successful agent, just so you guys know. You're probably scratching your heads going, what? I can't even afford a room in LA for that, you know, on that income.
Exactly. Some of my good broker friends in different markets, I say our average commission's about 4,500 to 5,000. Theirs is 15,000 on every deal. So yeah, it's different market, different cost of living too.
All right. So just to kind of wrap things up here, the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about pivoting your business. Okay. Pivoting your business, how to survive, and not just survive, but succeed in this sort of climate, okay? We as a team are going to do more business than we did last year, more than the year before. So it is still possible to grow your business. In fact, shifts in the market are the best time to grow your business. I won't go into my whole story. Maybe I'll share it next week, but I got licensed in 2008. And if you're old enough to remember 2008, that's when the market crashed. I couldn't have gotten into the business at a better time because during shifts is when you can take market share. And that's what I want you all to do. Take market share, but not from me. Okay.
That's great.
All right, guys. So Tony, thanks again for joining us. Next week, we'll start our series on pivoting your business to survive and succeed. We'll do a couple of weeks on that, starting with the clients you should be focusing on who are not sensitive to high interest rates. Final thoughts, Tony?
Nope, that's great. And we'll always reach out to either of us. We could go more detail about your thoughts and things. And even those brokers and agents from out of our state, if I could carve out the time, I'm happy to talk real estate.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Tony. Guys, if you're listening, hit that subscribe button on YouTube, subscribe to the podcast. And if you're on Facebook, guys, thank you so much for being there. You can follow the 21 Mike team so you don't miss these videos. We do them every Tuesday from 11:30 to 11:50 Eastern time. If you want to join us live, you're welcome to. Sometimes if you see me chuckling, it's because I'm seeing funny stuff in the chat that I know most of you can't see. But it's awesome to see you live, but you can also watch on all these other platforms. So thanks for being here, guys. See you all next week.
Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
We hope you enjoyed Free Beer and Real Estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.